This is Wade Rethke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Making It Right with Brad Pitt in the Lower Ninth. The Lower Ninth Ward became iconic as part of the story of catastrophe, struggle, and recovery in New Orleans and around the world after Hurricane Katrina. Now there are new candidates in more cities where climate and nature have combined to expose humanity at its rawest, weakest, and sometimes best. Here, the L9 is in the news again, still in the shadows of Katrina, over issues with one of the more widely publicized of the rehabilitation projects, Brad Pitt's Make It Right Foundation. Pitt and his wife at the time, Angelina Jolie, has stepped up in the wake of the storm to use their star power to raise money to build new houses after the storm. For a while, they had a house in the French Quarter and were seen here and there. Pitt, an architectural aficionado, had commissioned famous architects here and abroad to design the homes, and more than 100 were built. In my book, The Battle for the Ninth Ward, Acorn and Rebuilding of New Orleans and the Lessons of Disaster, I have some issues with Make It Right, based largely on planning high-priced, subsidized houses in the L9, designed more as showpieces than structures that fit in with the vernacular of the area or were sustainable. Nonetheless, I never questioned Pitt's sincerity. In fact, when pushed by Acorn, including our organizer then, Tanya Harris, and Acorn leaders, to do the project in the real heart of the L9 rather than a rapidly gentrifying Holy Cross near the Mississippi River, he quickly agreed and lived up to his word. Harris, in recent years, has worked for the Make It Right Foundation, which also says good things about it. In recent days, some foundation homeowners sued the operation because of shoddy construction, water leaks, system failures, black mold, and an array of issues. One of the local papers, the New Orleans Advocate, did an editorial recently calling on Pitt to make it right. Now, the Make It Right Foundation has sued the architect, John C. Williams, for $20 million for design flaws that caused these problems, alleging that Williams and his firm have known the problems and failed to correct them. Maybe there will be a trial, but likely they'll settle, which might work for the homeowners, but will leave the citizens less informed than they might need to be about John Williams and his practice. Based on our experience with Williams, I'm siding with Pitt and the foundation on this one. Williams, in my book, was a classic case of a believer in the mantra that a crisis is an opportunity, mainly for someone like him to cash in. Acorn would run into him like a car passing a vulture on the highway at one hearing and meeting after another. With some skullduggery, he unraveled a contract won by Acorn and our associates to be the planner for the Ninth Ward recovery, with false allegations and charges of conflicts of interest, after we beat him in the competition, so that he could in fact be both planner and architect in a full-bore conflict of interest. Maybe he did some good work, and maybe he did some bad work, but he was a corner-cutter, backroom whisperer, motivated by total self-interest rather than commitment to the community. Brad Pitt versus John C. Williams is a no-brainer. Pitt at least wants to make it right, while Williams often has no idea of what is right. Vanessa Gehringer, a longtime Acorn leader in the L9, chaired an event at a local church there to discuss my book when it came out several years after Katrina. John Williams showed up for a hot minute, shook a few hands, bought a book to see if his name was in it. He got his money worth. He was mentioned in the book. I doubt that he liked what was said about him there any more than he's going to like having to defend his work in the Lower Ninth Ward now that the houses he built are already crumbling around him. This is Wade Rathke. For questions and comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.